Video: Family business destroyed in Kenosha protests. Why did we deserve it? By Hannah Blow on August 25, 2020. A Kenosha area store owner surveyed the damage to his family's business following the violent night of lawlessness in the city, telling reporters that he was not prepared for the disaster before him. "What I see, I was not prepared for. I knew it was going to be a disaster, but I didn't know what a disaster looked like until I saw it," he told reporters, gesturing to the severely damaged building behind him. "It's tough, you know. This is a business that my parents started 40 years ago. Small out of their garage. It was a small business. They did it just to make a few extra dollars and eventually, it grew," he said. His parents, who purchased the building 31 years ago, are very upset, he continued, describing the emotionally draining situation. "It's emotionally hurtful, but we didn't do anything to anybody. Why did we deserve it?" he asked. Criminal activity unfolded Monday night, following the county imposing a state of emergency curfew and the deployment of 125 members of the National Guard. Even so, arsonists torched businesses and destroyed buildings, leaving behind nothing but destruction. "This is sickening. This is disgraceful, and this is not going to solve any problems," one frustrated business owner told reporters. "I just don't understand why something like this would happen," another business owner said, describing the scene as carnage. "I don't understand why people do these things. Our society is just really disappointing. What about just being kind to people?" he asked. "And why don't you just show everybody respect? I don't care who you are, what color, race, creed. Everybody deserves that," he continued. "So obviously we'll clean up the damage and move forward." He called on leaders to take a hard look at what's happening here because innocent people are getting their things destroyed, wrecked, for no reason at all.